Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is America's Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young. America's Health Crisis with Healthcare Consultants. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we also have Selena Lindsay on the air also. And tonight's topic is women dying giving birth, why? In the United States, American women are likely to die giving birth to an infant from childbirth-related complications than women living in Iran, Siberia, and Bosnia. And as Americans, we rank 60th worldwide in terms of maternal health. Black women are 3 to 4 times, and Hispanic women are 50% more likely to die giving birth than white women. What is the cause of childbearing death? Is it possible we need more midwives? Should the insurance company pay for this service? These are some of the questions that will be answered tonight. Join us by calling 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Okay. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, a little bit is one of the nonprofits that I sort of represent. I'm a director there, would be Sowing Seeds for Life, which is technically the second largest food bank in Southern California, which is located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and it is run by Vicki Brown. Primarily what we do is to try to help people that are having big problems with being able to have a little food. One of the secondary things that I do is also with another organization, which there are a bunch of them, that what I do these days, and primarily in my background from years ago, which was a CPA, is to try to help these organizations to better manage what it is that they're doing and a little bit of what I'm doing with some of the ones that I work for. And another one would be 777 Warehouse, which is located in San Bernardino, which focuses on job training, events, photography, a number of different things to help those in the community better themselves.
Okay, great. All right. I want to mention since we're talking about women dying giving birth and why, there's controversy whether is it better to have the unborn baby in the hospital, or would it be better if you had it at home with a midwife? In 2006, there was a survey. Around 50% of the women were artificially induced. This is in the hospital. Almost 75% had an epidural. 33% gave birth by C-section. Women who planned home births, they said, have around 70 to 80% chance of giving birth without intervention. That means without artificially being induced, without having an epidural, and without having a C-section. Chances of giving birth without intervention, and because of the low use of drugs, they said home-born babies are more alert and in better condition than those born in hospitals. And that is the controversy. All right, Selena, take it from there.
Well, I think that particular controversy is, again, related to something else that we don't like to talk about in the United States, because if we ask the question, which country has the highest infant mortality rate, then we're talking about the United States. Is that surprising?
Yes.
And one of the reasons that they think so is because if we take it apart and we really look at it, then we're looking at a country like Lebanon in terms of looking at, say, Alabama, according to their economic capability. So traditionally, it's the poor. And that systemic system. So irregardless of whether you have the baby in the hospital, because in the first year of birth is the problem. And this is where we're losing the children. And to say that we are one of the most sophisticated nations on the planet, this is horrible. It is actually really, really terrible. The Kaiser Foundation, they like to use basically, they say per it, every 1,000 live births, you know, they may have one birth that is not born alive. And that's terrible, because when you look at the numbers, it is really, really high. And when you look at overall, and for instance, again, I'll bring up Alabama, that's per 1,000 live births. Alabama rates 8.6.
Wow.
And the further you go south, the worse this rate gets. Louisiana, 8.7.
Those numbers,
Arkansas,
is that in-house or, I mean, in the hospital or in the home?
In the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And and the reason that they're stating this is basically that it's economics, and that in a sense they kind of throw it at the sand and say, okay, things happen. And my curiosity is, well, what things are happening? Again, if we're supposed to be one of the most sophisticated nations on the planet, and you'd mean to tell me Japan and Lebanon do better at keeping their babies alive than we do?
Mm.
With all of our sophistication? You know, that's really, really terrible.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
And when we do it, when we look at a mortality rate by country, that we as the United States rate at the low end of the totem pole, that's really, really bad.
Yes, that is. You would think with all our knowledge and all of our accomplishment that we'd be, you know, a lot higher and not at the bottom.
Exactly. And when they say the United States ranks number 25 behind other countries in terms of mortality, it's unbelievable.
Is unbelievable.
And you have to really seriously ask some questions as to why is this happening? Why is it that out of every 1,000 live births in the United States, we have 6.1 deaths? And why is it the top countries are Finland and Japan? And the infant mortality rate there is 2.3 for every 1,000 live births.
Don't these other countries practice more of out-of-hospital having babies versus
exactly.
going to a hospital having a baby?
Exactly.
I know there are situations you have to, you know, a high-risk pregnancy, of course you wouldn't advocate midwives, and I know some of the midwives work with the physicians at the hospital, but
another thing that was brought up by the March of Dimes states that most deaths among babies in the United States, which are born full term, because, you know, here we go segregating, you know, the different aspects of what's happening here. Most aspects of babies that are born full term what happens to them is usually a birth defect or sudden infant death syndrome and accidental drowning. But we're talking about live births, so I don't know where they got the accidental drowning from.
They said one of the advantages to midwives for regular pregnancy, one that's not complicated, was they spend a lot of more time with the patients. And they have fewer patients who require C-section. And they encourage having a medication-free delivery.
Well, that is true, and it makes us definitely take a strong look at when we have, you know, inducement of the birth, when in the hospital, when they're giving them certain types shots. All of these things are attributed to they're saying it themselves.
And they always think they have to do that that episiotomy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those don't even have to be done because if they're out in the field or at home, they don't do them.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying these antibiotics are creating some problems because it's even been known that when certain women had these things on top of that, the antibiotic created obesity. Vaginally with the woman that had the shot, and it created a problem with the child.
Wow.
So there's a number of different things, and they even expand that, which I mean, we don't want to go there right now, but they are pointing fingers at antibiotics and several things that are utilized when this is done in a so-called safe setting. It looks like safe setting is not that safe.
I'm going to go to a commercial for 1 minute, and then we're going to come right back on. Hold on.
Sure.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
And when they say get involved with the testing, it's important to take both tests, the standard antibody test and the RNA, the ribonucleic acid test. The second test, you have to pay for it. But if you want to know your status right away, you'll know within 9 to 11 days if both tests are taken at the same time. All right, let's go back to we're talking about women dying and giving birth. Why? There seems to be controversy having babies in the hospital versus using a midwife outside the hospital for normal births, not the ones where they've already know that there's going to be complications. We're talking about there's a lot of babies that are born not in hospitals. And earlier, Selena had mentioned Iran and Siberia and some of the other places tend to have babies outside of the hospital settings, and we rank very low or very high in child mortality or infant mortality upon birth. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, well, in addition, here we go with the CDC. They have their little facts about home births, and they feel that, again, like I said, they are the ones, they're the ones saying this, that they feel that there are some problems when you include medications to reduce pain or strengthen contractions, breaking a woman's water, and some cesarean C-sections.
So they're saying there's problems when they do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we well know, most of us, about cesarean sections or C-sections, because the biggest thing with that, with most doctors that work in what I like to say a corporate atmosphere, because there are very few physicians that work for themselves anymore, it's called insurance. And so when they reach a certain point in a medical setting to just bystep the thing of a lawsuit, they just get out the knife and say, this is a C-section.
Wow.
And this is a point that they're saying could be attributed to why we have some higher numbers. And at the same time, when it's done in an outside, when it's done outside of a hospital or a medical setting, that mortality is a little bit lower. So these are all some very, very interesting aspects.
I was reading also that I didn't realize how highly educated these midwives are. They go through 4 years of training. They're just not, you know, someone that decides I'm an RN and I'm going to be a midwife. They go through specific training where they're licensed as a midwife. They get a bachelor's degree, and then they work as a registered nurse or RN, and they go back to school for another 2 or 3 years for their master's degree. So they're highly trained people. They're not just someone that put a label on themselves and say, I can deliver a baby. And they're licensed in, I was reading, they're licensed in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned earlier, the insurance part, it covers them if they're in a hospital or a center that's been designated, but if they came to your house, they don't get any insurance. And if we're going to cut costs, you know, hospital costs, it would be neat if something's passed that the insurance cover the cost of midwives.
Absolutely. I would doubt that it's ever really going to happen because there's so corporate orientated, and we're not going to see a reverse in that. And also, too, attributed, one of the main things they attribute to some of this is a greater proportion of premature births. And in carefully looking at that, I always look at something and come back with a question. And the question is, why are they premature?
Wow.
Why do we have higher numbers than, say, another 25 countries? Why is this happening in this country when we have the best of exercise, the best of food, we have the best of everything? So why are we having such a problem with keeping the numbers up when people that have a lot less have a much higher mortality rate? And it's a crying shame when we say this is the United States, and 6.1 infants die per every live birth.
That's high.
That's high. 6% of 1,000, you know, when you say you're losing 60 kids, that's crazy. And then you have countries like Finland, Japan, Portugal, Sweden, Czechoslovakia, Norway, that have much better rates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're saying they're behind the iron.
Why is it that midwives prepare you to manage your pain, you know, by either taking showers? They do a lot more with pain management techniques, acupuncture techniques, a lot of the homeopathic things by switching position or trying a birthing ball versus just giving you some pain pills or hooking up to IV and having pain stuff go through it.
Well, believe it or not, you just hit the nail on top of the head, more or less to say, because one of the perceptions that they have in the United States is that they lag behind other developed countries because they have significant gaps in access and utilization of prenatal and preconception care.
When they go to medical school, I wonder, do they get training in pain management? Do they get training homeopathic routes versus doing the medication? Because it's been proven over and over again. That's why yoga is so effective, because it helps you train your breathing, so you can literally slow the body down in a way that is more healthy versus going into a panic attack. I'm not quite sure what the physician's trainings are when it comes to, you know, using something else besides a pill or putting medication in the IV.
Well, I believe that you're onto something there, because the CDC itself is saying that they lag behind in their understandings and preconceptions of what it is that they should be doing and how this should be done. And also, here's a big check mark. There is a delineated history of racial and ethnic disparities in maternal and infant incomes in the United States, with black women and their infants being at the greatest risk and having the highest rate of poor outcomes.
Wow. Yeah, just even knowing that 50% are more likely to die, that's within Hispanic versus white women, that's alarming. That's a high, high number. So if there was less of medication or these C-sections, I still don't clearly understand why they use those forceps to pull the baby out. It's probably damaging their poor brains, and then they can't learn. Or they'll be a slow learner, one of the two. It's just, you know, and that's not done in the other countries. So if it's not done in other countries, what, are our babies different from here? I don't think so. If you're just joining in, you're joining into America Health Crisis. We're towards the end of today's program. We talked about women dying, giving birth, and why. This was Selena Lindsay on the line with Sowing Seeds. She's part of director for Sowing Seeds for Life, second largest food bank in Los Angeles, California. Okay, you have about 2 more minutes, Selena, and then I'm going to close the program. Go ahead, you talk.
Okay, well, I'd like to say this in closing, and I'm a believer that some of the problems that they say with mortality rates, such as birth defects, chromosomal and abnormalities, low birth work, SIDS, and injuries, suffocation, all of these are things that contribute, and diabetes. These are things that we have to carefully look at, and in our country, we've got to do more. Secondarily, if you would like to support Sowing Seeds for Life, please call area code 909-352-5777 and ask to speak to Fran. All your donations are appreciated, especially during the holiday season. It is our greatest effort that no child should be hungry in America.
Great. Thank you. You just heard Selena Lindsay, who gave us a lot of information concerning having your baby in the hospital versus having your baby at home. Midwives, that area is growing. These are highly educated people that have helped hundreds and thousands of women give birth to their unborn baby at home. You still have to talk to a doctor, see what your doctor said. There are physicians that work alongside with the midwives. So it's growing. They're more for things that are natural. Join us next week when we have another hot topic at the same time. All you have to do is dial in 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you're on the air. This is your host, Paulette Young, America Health Crisis. We'll see you next week. Thank you.